It's the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show.
As you can smell, there's a lot of different odors going on in here.
Lots of odors today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our phone number, 877-365-3636. Also go to WJFK.com. Look for the largest face in the history of mankind. Click on Mike once you're there. You can check out our podcast, post your thoughts in the forum, and you can email us if you so choose. We're in the process of working on the new website, MikeO'Mara.com, and we'll have all the same stuff that we have on WJFK.com right now.
But bigger faces.
Bigger faces.
Thank you.
We're going to take tiny little sections of our nose and mouth and blow it up beyond reasonable proportion.
Scary big.
I'm very excited to get this guy on the phone. We haven't talked to him in a good long time, and I do want to mention this before. There was a field trip from Randolph. Was it Randolph College?
In Lynchburg, yeah.
A small liberal arts college in Lynchburg, Virginia. They took a 3,000-mile field trip to visit the world-famous and historic Chicken Ranch brothel on April 10th, and they were there from 10:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. to meet with management and the working ladies.
Oh, that's nice.
And the man who is the working man, the main working man, the pimp daddy of all pimp daddies, Mr. Dennis Hoff.
Yeah,
Dennis, thanks.
Dennis.
Hey, guys. I'm glad to be here. Now, listen, I don't want to be put in a corner and asked, because I cannot confirm nor deny that Don is now a tester at the Bunny Ranch.
No.
Yes, that's where he's gone all the way out to Nevada for his retirement, Dennis. That's what he's
doing.
Can you
think of a better place to retire with a bunch of working girls?
Since the last time we had you on the show, Dennis, I look in on your fabulous show, Cat House, on HBO, and you're all over the news. But as far as prostitution, legal or illegal, has been in the news so much lately. But the thing that caught all of our eyes was this field trip where, I can't believe they were allowed to do it, but they took a field trip to your place, and we were going to try to get one of the male students on the line because, your joint, the first question would be, how many kids showed up for this field trip when they went out to the Chicken Ranch?
Well, I don't know. They said that some people came out there, but the Chicken Ranch is like a Motel 6 compared to the Bunny Ranch, which is like a Ritz-Carlton, you know?
Right.
And but we've done a lot of these things before at the Bunny Ranch. I speak at the university a couple times a year.
But have you ever had a field trip where they
never
they
had
came
a field trip. But you know what? We've had the football team out there a few times, the basketball team, after they win. In fact, for a while there, when the Lakers, who the Buss family are very close friends of mine, when they'd get knocked off, when they'd knock off the Kings every year in Sacramento, the guys would come over to the ranch and hang out and party,
Now, the Bunny Ranch, for those of you that might not know, has been around for a very, very long time, and the Bunny Ranch really was put on the map when this TV show, it's the first of its kind, where they bring television cameras in there. And when I watch that show, the first question that comes to mind is, how in the name of God do guys go in there and allow themselves to be taped?
Yeah.
It would say, do they all have to, if you've got the tapes that are there for HBO,
yep,
and somebody comes in, and they want the company of one of your fine ladies,
mm-hmm,
do they all sign releases? Or, do you take it on an individual basis?
Excellent question.
How do you do that for the show?
Excellent question, because it does scare people that they might be on tape. If you're married and got a couple kids, the last thing you want to do is be on television.
Right.
When we're filming, which we film 4 or 5 times a year,
right,
and we do it for 5 days at a time, mm-hmm, when we're filming, there's somebody outside that works for us, and they said, we're filming our HBO series. Would you like to be in it, sitting at the bar, or be a part of things? If you are, we'll do this and this for you. And if not, then come on in, and you can party, and there'll be no release signed, and you won't be on television. So
I think it's like the guys that go out to Vegas and meet the chick, and they get married in the Little White Chapel.
Right.
It's the same kind of thing. Somebody shows up at the ranch, and they're like, yeah, I don't care. Go ahead. I'll sign the release. I'd love to be on TV.
Yeah.
You must have guys that are loaded to sign the release, and you get the nervous call 2 weeks later.
We haven't got one yet, but I keep expecting it to happen. But it's never happened. The guys that come in the ranch typically aren't real drunked up. They're there to have a good time, And liquor is not good for your love life.
But, of course, you do offer a full-service bar at your fabulous ranch. Isn't that right?
And you can smoke a cigar 24 hours a day. The only place in America you can smoke a cigar and drink 24 hours a day and have a little hips, lips, and fingertips at the same time.
Okay, and you have a menu, too. Don't you have food out there as well?
Absolutely. We got the best food. And in fact, Ron Jeremy eats there. And if he can eat there, if we can make him happy, we can make everybody happy.
He does like food.
He is the best. He just never stops eating. I had a part. Listen, what I did. I set up. He had these girls that he wanted to party with. I said,
talking about Ron Jeremy?
Yes, Ron Jeremy. So here's the deal. I said, look,
the hedgehog. Right.
He wants three bunnies real bad. I mean, he's like insatiable appetite.
I would think Ron Jeremy, Dennis, after all the films that he's done and all the women, he might be at this stage of the game slowing down. He eat those little blue pills, does he?
No, he doesn't. He's one of the few guys that I know that doesn't. I mean, I'll eat them. If I'm partying with more than two girls a day, I'm going to eat them for sure.
Good for you.
The blue diamonds.
How young are you, Dennis, if you don't mind me asking?
51.
51.
All right.
Attaboy.
Attaboy.
Yep, and but here's the deal. So I said, Ron, here's what we'll do. You pick out three porn girls that you liked.
Porn girls.
You bring them to the party. I'll let you pick three bunnies. So now we got six of us, six girls in this big suite at the ranch, and Ron and I. And just as this thing got started and the girls started getting crazy,
I can practically smell it.
Me too.
Oh yeah. And here's what happened. The caterers came in with $400 worth of shrimp and lobster and crab legs, and Ron sat
all
in the corner.
Seafood?
Oh, yeah, all seafood.
Sure. Smells like fish in here.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ron went right after the buffet table, and I got all six of the girls.
Oh, wow.
So we know where his priorities are.
Absolutely.
Does Hef ever get pissed off at you using, you know, three bunnies? I mean, that is kind of his territory, isn't it?
Yeah, but the Bunny Ranch has been there 53 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what was going on a long time ago where they came up with the Playboy bunnies and the Bunny Ranch bunnies and all that, but we've been doing that 53 years we've been there. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how many satisfied customers, how many relationships we saved and lost?
Now, when did you take it over? It's been there 53 years. When did you take charge?
16 years ago.
Wow. 16 years.
I used to party there in the late 70s with Andy Kaufman. Okay, Andy was a buddy, so he and Bob Zamuda from Comic Relief and I was talking about this in a meeting today.
Right.
We used to party there in like 79 and party. We were partying a lot there. So I'm like the Remington Razor guy. I like the product so much, I bought the business.
You know, it was funny because we had you on the show a while back, and then all of a sudden this Cat House thing pops up on HBO. Tell us about how that happened. How did that show develop? How did they come to you? What was the genesis of the whole show Cat House on HBO?
It all started with the New Yorker magazine did 11 pages on me, and they ran it two weeks in a row. And then more credible people started coming to me. So I'm out there looking around for a television show, and I was talking to Showtime, but Showtime wanted to do something scripted. Tell us the scenarios. We'll script it with the actors. We'll shoot it in L.A. And I'm like, no.
That would have sucked.
Yeah. And you know what? They listen to this. When I went to HBO and made the deal, they spent $1.5 million. They did it. They called it The Ranch, and it tanked. And I was at Hefner's, and the boss from Showtime walked right up to me and said, Dennis, please don't tell me I told you so. We know it. You were right. Our show tanked. It sucked. And you've got a smash hit. When you're done with HBO, come talk to us.
Did the dynamic as far as working out there with the girls and the whole thing, did it change a little bit? Because, I mean, when you're doing a show like this, it's reality TV and you got overnight stars.
Right.
All of a sudden, these girls are turning into superstars overnight.
Well, they've turned into rock star superstars. Absolutely,
it makes it tougher for you, doesn't it, buddy?
It does make it tougher because you get some attitudes that go along with it. Once in a while, they start believing in it, and you know, like one of our girls, and she hasn't got a bad attitude yet. But if you look at the BunnyRanch.com site, look at Brooke Taylor. Now, Brooke was
now hold on a second. We got our new studio. Buzz is going to go to that. It's you got a bunny ranch? It's BunnyRanch.com.
Yep,
it's a wonderful website. I visited it this week.
Well, the finest online shopping in the world.
I enjoyed every page. You know, when I clicked on menu there, it didn't have anything about shrimp.
You know, what's amazing is we're talking about something you do that you do every day perfectly legally. We're talking about the fact that you can watch it on TV where it's a documentary about the Bunny Ranch and everything that goes on. Meanwhile, you know, here we are in D.C. with the D.C. Madam trial that's going on. We have Elliot Spitzer, you know, who's in a world of hurt. Incidentally, do any of your girls cost over $4,000 for an hour?
Well, no, but, you know, Elliot, we call him the no-glove love-gov. You know, he's an idiot.
I've heard that.
You know, the way I did an interview today with the New Yorker magazine, and my take on Elliot Spitzer is that he was running a protection racket. When you're the attorney general and you're using the services of prostitutes from the escort agency, which is totally illegal, and then you're arresting their competition.
Right.
Aren't you running a protection racket?
It sounds like it, and who knows where the shoe's going to drop on all of this, or whether he's even going to be, you know, prosecuted eventually for this. But it just seems to me, and I think every guy in the country, you look at this dude and you say, stupid, just stupid the way he handled it, stupid the way he went for this type of woman, and he did it in an indiscreet way, which amazes me as a public official. I think a guy gets to a point in his career where he just thinks he's absolutely bulletproof.
Well, you're absolutely right. Now, look what he did to the radio guys. I mean, here you got 10,000 radio stations in America, and every one of those guys is saying bad things about him. He's the guy that went after Plug and Pay. Mm-hmm. Why he was paying and plugging while he was going after the guys for plugging and paying.
That's right. Hey, Dennis, will you take some phone calls for
us? Absolutely.
If you'd like to talk to Dennis Hoff from the Bunny Ranch, you can call us right now on the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636.
I wanted to ask you something, Dennis. You mentioned Andy Kaufman, and just as luck would have it, I'm reading his book this week, and he turned out that he had himself booked in Reno to play Reno, and then did he stay at the Bunny Ranch?
Yes.
And is it true what they say, 30 girls in 30 days? What were the numbers? They were
was 18 girls in like 2 or 3 days, but here's what he would do. He would act. Now, this guy was no liquor, no drugs, okay? And this was a time in the late 70s, everybody had a pocket full of cocaine. I mean, that's just the way it was.
It was the go-go 70s, the early 80s. It was the time, Dennis.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But Andy didn't do that. And so, but he would line these girls up like he'd never seen them before, and he'd say to the girls, do you ever wrestle your brother when you were young? Huh? What about, did you wrestle in high school? Huh?
So he was kinky.
Well, he wanted wrestling. So he'd pick two girls out, and one would wear a white leotard, one would wear a black leotard. We'd go into this special room, which I still have, which I'm still utilizing there.
Do you call it the Andy Kaufman room?
I'm going to put that, and I'm going to put your name, Mike O'Mara, right underneath it.
The Mike O'Mara room. So, know, I remember when we were all out there. You know, it was it was a strange time.
Let me finish with Andy. So
yeah, go ahead.
Here's what
he'd do.
The two girls would wrestle each other, and I would be in the room to see who got to wrestle him for the finals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so the winner would get to wrestle with Andy.
Yeah, well, right. Andy would take the winner, and I'd take the loser, and we'd go our own ways and party with the girl, you know.
Oh my God.
And those were great, great times.
Sounds like it.
Well, kind of like when you're in that. You know, if the FCC could have seen what happened in that studio in Reno that day with you guys.
Oh, my God. A day that will live in infamy.
I want to go back.
You know, and it makes me miss old Wendell. And I think Wendell probably had the greatest day of his life, even though it was very brief, as I believe someone yanked Wendell by the hair or the young lady.
Well, remember.
Air Force Amy.
Air Force Amy's still working for you?
Yes, she's back, and she's doing great. But she took him to school that day.
Unbelievable teeth on Air Force Amy.
Yes,
Dennis.
beautiful teeth.
Now let's ask about your love life, Dennis, because I know that he's a man who enjoys his work.
Yes, he does.
But he happens to be a normal romantic dude, and he occasionally falls in love.
Mm.
And it seems to me that one way or the other, you're always getting romantically linked with one of your hookers out at the ranch there, Dennis. What's happening now?
Well, you know, Mike, you're exactly right. I'm a serial monogamous. You know, the philosophy is you got to have a really nice, honorable girl to cheat on.
Right.
And so, you know, right now, this girl I told you is Brooke Taylor. I date her more than anybody else. But the thing that I do, Mike.
And incidentally, that's how it works with Dennis.
I like
he
that.
That's his monogamy. He dates her more than anybody else.
Sounds fair.
Oh, yeah. And Mike, you know, my life's good because I make sure that if I date a girl, that she likes girls. So there's never any problem with that whole scene.
See, he's thought it through.
You are the horn doggy of horn doggy.
I thought it through. If a girl doesn't like girls, what do I want to know her for? She's just going to be a jealous hater someday.
Can you imagine this guy at 20 years old?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I'm living it now.
Dennis, were you in your previous life, were you kind of a mellow guy? I mean, did you always stay on the periphery of this kind of lifestyle, or how did this happen?
Yes, I was very straight. You know, like I said, I was with girls all my life since I was 16, living with them. So I never really got into this until 16 years ago. We weren't swingers or things like that, and never did that kind of stuff. And but boy, I'm living it now. I'm catching up now, Mike. For 16 years, I'm rocking hard.
And you're making money, I bet. I bet you're making money. You made a lot of money after the HBO show. Did that improve the business dramatically?
Absolutely.
Not that you had any problems before that, right?
No, the business is always good. You know, can you imagine if you have a license to do something that only a few can do in America? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I have.
You know, what amazes me, though, is, you know, when you're talking about something, it is legal. You have your rules set out. Does the law ever come down on you for anything? Do you have to deal with them on a regular basis? Or are you pretty set in the way the rules work as far as legalized prostitution out in Nevada?
Yeah, we had a big problem last week. We ran out of French vanilla creamer for the coffee.
Oh, so
and that was a mess.
Nothing. It's just it's the land. It's Dodge City.
It is.
The state sets up the rules, and the rules are that the girls have to have mandatory weekly tests, and that you can't have gaming in your facility.
They're decent.
Yeah, exactly. All exactly. Right. So that's all the state cares about. You know, it's in our. You know, I love it when you get these people that get all holier than thou. Uh-huh. Our state thrives on gaming, prostitution, and liquor 24 hours a day. And then you get into cities like Washington D.C., where they're very straight and very honorable. The prostitution rate. Try driving through D.C. and people knocking on your windows at stoplights.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Do you have a typical customer? Do you have the average customer? I know you got a wide variety. But is there a particular demographic for the people that come into the Bunny Ranch, a typical customer that you get?
Yes, breathing.
Okay. Hey, Dennis,
you know, if a guy's young or old, married or single, you know, they enjoy our product, the service, and so we get all types. And now, what's happened with the HBO show? Because we've shown so many couple scenes, we're getting the couples business is grown.
Yes.
Unbelievable! How many couples come in there now?
If I can give you a personal request, Dennis, I kind of dig the couples stuff when you put that on the HBO show.
Yes, and you know what? Everybody does. And so what, like this girl, this Brooke Taylor, did you pull up her pictures?
Buzz, did you get a picture of Brooke Taylor?
Yeah, you need to look at that.
The CBS online server will not allow us to access Dennis's site.
Got a brand new studio here, Dennis, so we're getting the bugs out. Are you ready to take a few phone calls for us?
Absolutely.
All right, we got a few more minutes with Dennis Hoff. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Brandon. Brandon, you're on with Dennis Hoff from the Bunny Ranch.
Hey, Dennis.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys got girls a different size there.
Well, you know, we do, and we showed that one girl in that Battle Galactica outfit that she was a plus-size girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have everything. We tend to show a lot of the young blondes on the show, but there's every size, shape, and color, and the madam goes out of her way to make sure that the house is filled with some of each at all times.
So,
it's like you got to have pears, you got to have apples, you got to have bananas, all fresh and ripe. So, some are bigger than others.
So you can get them candy-coated.
Yeah, that's kinky.
Buzz.
Yeah, and he's
all Buzz. Over. I got to ask you because, and remember, Dennis, our second show, you know, we do want to keep the license for the radio station, but
yes.
What is really, in your opinion, the most unusual, I'll say it, kinky request mm-hmm. in your 15-some-odd years out at the Bunny Ranch that you've received for a client?
Well, it's never ending. I mean, I could get a different girl on every day. We could do this for the next 10 years, but I saw one recently that I loved.
Okay.
I'm in the office, and the madam, Suzette, who you've seen on the show,
yes.
She says, Dennis, check this out. This is going to be a good day. There's a guy at the door, at the gate, that looks like my PE coach when I was in high school. Buff guy, about 6 foot tall, blonde hair, crew cut. But he's smoking a cigarette,
right.
And but he's wearing a nun's outfit.
Oh, no.
So now he comes in.
Yeah, I like tying that into the Pope's visit here in Washington. That's a good idea, Dennis.
Oh, yeah. So what they do is he comes in, the girls line up. He's, oh, no, I don't want to be with a girl. I'm just applying. I want to be a working girl.
Oh, he wanted to work there?
He wanted to be a working girl.
Yeah.
He
wow.
said a girl. So now one of the girls is so smart. She says, good, come with me. I take care of the human resources.
Wow.
He takes him in the office and says it's $300 to fill out the application. Can I have a working girl application, please? So she takes him in and they fill it all out. They go in. They meet the madam. And the madam says, well, have you ever done this before? No. What do you look? Can you wear pumps? We're going to have to get him in some pumps, get her in some pumps. Mm-hmm. He's referring to him as a her. And you don't have any problem with sex? That's not going to be an issue? No. Have you ever done this? And, no, but I'll learn. So now they take him in. They charge him a makeup fee. So they put the makeup on him and shave his legs, do that whole thing. Then they take him back in and charge him $200 for a wardrobe fee. Now this good guy looks like a PE coach with Vince Neil at the same time. He's got this long blonde wig.
Right.
Okay. And they set him at the bar and said, start talking to the customers. So he's sitting there talking to the customers, all girly-like. And then finally one of the girls comes up to him and says, look, you can't even sit here and look pretty all day. Let's get busy. Get in the lineup. Customer comes in. There's a lineup, and he almost got picked.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
And that was it, and then he paid his $300 and went on his way.
When he walked out the door like nothing ever happened.
Very good.
He probably went home to his 2.3 children at his high school coach job. See, that's the reason guys come to the ranch, because they can't tell their wives.
Right.
These wives put their husbands on these pedestals and vice versa, so they can't come to them and say, honey, I just want to dress up and act like a working girl for a day. She'd say, are you crazy?
I can't imagine why she would say that, Dennis.
Well, because he is crazy.
Yeah, of course.
Right. But they just see, here's what I'm seeing in the new millennium.
Right.
New millennium sex is more fantasy and fetish and less sex.
If Buzz was about to applaud there.
Until I heard less sex, I was excited.
Hey, Dennis, we got a regular guy that comes on the show, and he's fresh back from his Australian trip, and he also has been to Thailand, where he had a wonderful time with some of the people out there. Is this really Robert the Angry Mailman?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Robert, how are you? How was the trip?
Oh, it was wonderful. How you doing, Dennis?
Great. Robert, oh, you were in Thailand?
Yeah, Dennis.
Thailand.
Unlike these fake boys, I imbibe in the sex. I love hookers.
Well, you know what? You're my kind of man. Now, where were you in Thailand?
I went to.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robert. Robert, call back when you got a decent phone. He's very excited. Didn't he, the last time we had Dennis off on the show, Robert call us then, too?
He did. He loves the
These two
operation.
Guys really should talk.
You know what? Why don't we send Robert out?
Dennis.
Just think about this. Think about having daughters and sons call in and tell Uncle Mike why their dad should win a trip to the Bunny Ranch for Father's Day.
Thank you for producing the show, Dennis. I appreciate that. But let's take a call from Keith. Keith's from the Bay Area. You're on with Dennis Hoff. We got time for about one or two more phone calls.
No, I want to talk to my friend.
Go ahead, Keith.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Yes, I grew up in the Central Valley, Stockton area, and it was a rite of passage for all of us when we were growing up. On a Friday night to hop in a car and buzz over the hill, and for like $50, man, you could just have your way.
Yep. Well, you know what? We call it Modesto. And the Central Valley guys, the farmers might bring us just cases of vegetables and fruits, whatever the growing season is.
I love it. Let's take a couple more calls for Dennis Hoff. Jason from Fredericksburg, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to know if I can have a job. I will pick Lint out of belly buttons to work there.
Well, you know what? I probably should. Now, where do you live?
Oh, I'm sorry. I already hung up on the guy. I already let him go. Do guys, do you get a lot of applications as far as, what is the ratio? You're the only male that I ever see that's working out there at the ranch.
Well, yeah, I'm the only guy there. I keep it that way. I want to be surrounded by hot chicks that like sex, you know.
You have You have no guys that work in the Bunny Ranch?
No, we got a couple drivers. We got maintenance people, the carpenters and things like that, because we're always building something. But, I'm the guy. I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Do the carpenters work for trade?
You know what? When they get paid on Friday, the money goes right back in the till with some girl. I watch it every week.
Wow. Dream scenario. Let's take one more call. Steve from Bethesda, you are on with Dennis Hoff.
Hey, Mike, best of luck with the new show, buddy.
Thank you.
Dennis, how are you?
I'm great, Mike.
Hey, Dennis, I love the show. Got a question for you. Is Isabella as hot as the girl next door as she appears to be on the show, or has she got an attitude problem?
Well, no, she has no attitude. I think that her personality makes her hotter than she really is. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a great gal. She made a lot of money, and she's raising organic vegetables. She's got a farm now.
Man, and where does Isabella. I like the idea.
And she's in New Hampshire somewhere. So we see her once in a while. She'll come back in, but we haven't seen her in a while. Everybody loved this girl, Mike. They love this girl.
Isabella?
Yeah, they
love
it. I like
the name. Was she an Italian hot-blooded lady?
Yeah, Isabella Soprano. That was her working name. But, you know,
I forget about it.
But now that The Sopranos is gone, I'm the HBO's highest-rated show, and I've got the inside scoop. I know what happened when Meadow Soprano came into the restaurant. You remember that whole thing?
What happened?
Last episode.
She walks in.
Yeah.
Before it went black, she says, "Mom, Dad, I got accepted at the Bunny Ranch."
All right. He's a promoter, ladies and gentlemen. Dennis, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, Mike, good luck with your show. Anything I can do, you know I'm there to support you. Love you guys. And I just want you to do nothing but the best and have a good, healthy sex life.
Thank you very much, Dennis. You're the best man to give me that advice in the world. We appreciate it. Good luck at the ranch. Good luck with the TV show. And
thank you. We
will talk to you soon. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Dennis. That's Dennis Hoff from the Bunny Ranch. Good guy.
We have got to have him back when he's ready to come out of his shell.
You know, we were talking about going out into the world on the Mike O'Mara show, and perhaps it's been a long time.
Wasn't that a fun trip?
That was a very fun trip.
I enjoyed it.
One of the best trips we've ever had. I still recall
breakfast at the whorehouse.
I still have my robe.
Make sure you wash your hands.
It was delicious bacon.
We got our second buzz of the afternoon and also a look at today's audio and our hot sheet coming up on the Mike O'Mara show. You can call us anytime at 877-365-3636, and we will be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.